We have a lot of young people today.
我们有很多年轻人在这里。
I hope you pay attention.
希望你们能够注意力集中。
I will instruct all your teachers to test you next week.
我希望你们的老师下个礼拜试试你们所听到的。
How about that? Amen. Will you say amen with me? No, I didn't hear anything. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, today I'm very excited because I had a new translator. And our translator is a brother. I haven't had a translator for so long, which is a brother. I hope that we in the church step up, the brothers. And not because I don't like the sister's translation, I like it.
并不是说我更喜欢姊妹为我做翻译。
But our brother should be always in the forefront.
弟兄应该站在前面。
Okay, so we exercise, you know, don't be always like to let the Deborahs come out.
练习。我们要恒心练习，不要只是让底布拉站在我们前面。
Okay, today I want to continue to share with you concerning the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天继续分享圣灵所结的果子。
Before we start, let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 5.
我们先翻到加拉太书。
Verse 22. Chapter 5, verse 22.
5:22.
Read it first in English. Those who have the English version, read it together with me.
我先读英文，然后我们。
Then our brother will lead you in Chinese.
然后我们再一起来读中文。
Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
好，我们一起来读。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
The faith here is better translated to be faithful or faithfulness.
这个信实在这里应该翻译成就是信实或者忠心。
Okay. Another verse, let's turn to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16.
另外一处新闻请翻到路加福音十六章。
Verse 10 to 12.
第十节到十二节。
Okay. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12.
路加福音十六章十节到十二节。
He that is faithful in that which is least,is faithful also in much. But he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you your trust, the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
好，我们一起来读。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？
对 ，Lastly, Second Timothy chapter 4.Verse 6 to 8.
正读提摩太后书四章六到八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8.
提摩太后书四章六到八节。
I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主。到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。我们还有更多的经文在我们讲信息的时候我们会一起来读。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we humble ourselves before you.
今天我们来到你同在的面前，我们谦卑我们的心。
Lord, we just want to have an empty heart to let you speak into our hearts.
我们这是虚空的器皿，求你把你的话说在我们心里。
Indeed, Lord, we are very naive and we are really ignorant of your word.
我们对你的话也是何等的不认识。
Lord, so we give us the spirit of revelation this morning.
请你把你启示的灵放在我们里面。
Speak into our hearts, Lord.
把你的话说在我们心中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I shared with you concerning what is goodness.
上一次我们讲到什么是良善。
Goodness is not only feeling good or looking good.
良善并不是说感觉好或者是看得好。
Rather, it is doing what God has expected us to do.
乃是照着在我们身上的心意而行。
According to Micah chapter 6 verse 8, it says, The Lord said, you know what is goodness. Which what the Lord has expected you to do is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
照着弥迦书所说的，我们何为良善，就是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与神同行。
Especially when we come to the last part, it said to walk humbly with our God, this is goodness.
所以在经文的最后一节说到要存谦卑的心与神同行，这是良善。
In other words, we are subject to the one that is above us.
也就是说我们是完全顺服在神的，在那位至高者的面前。
Last month we went through the conference, and the topic of the conference is what? Zion.
我们上一次去夏令会，夏令会的题目是讲到西安。
What is really Zion?
什么是西安?
What is Zion, brothers and sisters?
什么是西安呢?
Can anyone just tell?
谁能够说一下什么是西安?
What is Zion?
什么是西安?
Sister, can you tell me? It is the place where God reigns.
是讲到神掌权。
In other words, let's put it in layman's term, he is the boss.
就是说他是我们的老板。
In other words, in a lot of times we feel like Zion is only a historical place.
很多时候我们觉得西安好像只是一个历史上的东西。
But yet, not only in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, they keep on emphasizing the word Zion.
不仅仅是在旧约里面讲到西安，在新约里面更加是讲到西安。
In other words, Zion is something spiritual that we can also experience day by day.
就是说西安是我们在灵里面可以每一天来经历的。
In other words, Zion is that when we have let God be our boss, be our master, then we have the reality of Zion.
也就是说如果我们让神在我们的生命里面掌权，那我们就经历西安。
That's why when in the Lord's Prayer said, Oh, Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这照着主耶稣所祷告的，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
What is the kingdom coming here on earth?
什么是天国行在地上？
How do we experience God's kingdom?
怎么样来经历神的国？
It is when that time when His will is what? Is done on earth as it is in heaven.
就是说他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Today, brothers and sisters, individually, who is Lord in your life?
对我们个人来说，谁是我们的主？
Corporately in the church, who is Lord?
在我们的教会里面，谁是我们的主？
Every time you make a decision how to find a job or to what school you want to go to, who is your boss?
每一次当你来寻求工作的时候，谁是你的主？
You know, a lot of times in our church service, we felt like we are doing God's work.
每一次我们在教会里面侍奉的时候，我们是侍奉主。
What is really the difference between God's work and man's work?
什么是主的工作，什么是人的工作？
What is really the difference?
是什么是区别？
Maybe it's altogether the same thing, preaching the gospel.
看起来好像都是在传福音。
But let me say God's work.
但什么是神的？
God's work is the work when God initiated it.
就是神的话就是神的工。 就是神的工。
When God initiated the work,
神开始这个工。 神开启这个工。
When God continues on the work,
神继续这个工。
And God concludes the work.
神来结束这个工作。
That is God's work.
这是神的工作。
But a lot of times we do what we are doing in the name of God, yet it is really man's work.
但是很多时候我们并不是做神的工，我们乃是做人的工。
Because we initiated it.
And we only ask God to help us and perfect the work.
然后我们来请神来帮助我们来使这个工作完全。
Today, brothers and sisters, if you want to experience the reality of Zion,
今天弟兄姊妹们，如果你想要来经历这个西安的实际，
if you want to realize what do you mean by goodness,
如果你想要经历什么是良善，
it is to walk humbly before our God.
乃是存谦卑的与神同行。
Is that before we even move a finger, say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
乃是在我们甚至在开始动我们的手指头之前，我们来询问神。
We should have a humble heart, say, Lord, speak forth, your servant, listen.
我们需要谦卑在神的面前，我们来求问神，神请说，主请说，仆人静听。
This is what we call goodness.
这是我们说的良善。
Now today I want to share with you what is faithfulness.
今天我们要分享信实。
Oh, it doesn't really, the word of God, the Bible is really the word of God.
并不是说神的话就是神的话。
You see, even the sequence is really, has a lot of meaning on it.
诀窍就是有很多的秘密。
Yeah, look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到圣灵的所结的果实。
He said the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering.
圣灵所结的果实仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。
He didn't put long suffering first.
他把忍耐放在前面。
But he put love first.
他把仁爱放在前面。
There is my eighth reason about that.
这有很大的原因在里面。
Because without love, there will be no long suffering.
如果没有爱的话，就不会有苦难。Without
joy, there is no long suffering.
没有喜乐，就没有忍耐。Without
peace, there will be no long suffering.
没有和平，就没有忍耐。Look
at this goodness, faithfulness.
看着良善和信实。Not
only we know the goodness of God.
不仅仅我们知道神的良善。We
also, God requires us to have this goodness in us.
神并且需要那个良善在我们的里面。But
this goodness is not only once in a life matter.
良善并不是一下子就做成的。
We need to be faithful.
我们需要有信实。
So after goodness, we need to be faithful.
所以在良善之后，我们需要有信实。
A person needs to be faithful.
一个人我们需要有信实。
I always remember when you go to Yellowstone National Park.
我们去那个黄石国家公园。
See, there are famous geysers over there.
那有一个很有名的大喷泉。
And all these geysers spew up all this boiling water into the air.
这些喷泉把那个很烫的水喷射到空中。
But there is in the middle of that geyser, so many geysers, there is a famous geyser called Old Faithful.
在这些很有名的这些喷泉中间有一个最有名的喷泉叫做中心喷泉。
Well, because every 65 minutes, it will blow up steam of boiling hot water.
因为这个喷泉每隔65分钟它就会喷一次，就会喷射一次。
Every 65 minutes.
每隔65分钟。
Well, I hope I will go there one time.
真希望我有机会可以去那里。
God wants us to be faithful.
神希望我们忠心。
A lot of times when we talk about work, we talk about ability and talents.
我们常常谈到工作，谈到我们的恩赐。
When we talk about service, we need gift.
我们谈到我们的侍奉的时候，我们常常说到恩赐。
But in the eyes of God, this is only secondary.
但是在我们神的眼中，恩赐只是第二位的。
The most important thing is you need to go.
最重要的是你需要忠心。
Whenever you go to a company to apply for a work, you are given a resume.
每一次你去一个公司去申请工作，你把你的 简历递上去。
Not only your name and address and your telephone number need to be written down.
你需要把你的地址和你的电话号码放在上面。
They also want to know what is your education and what is your ability.
公司还希望知道你的教育背景和你的能力。
But one of the most important things they want to know where you came from and how long are you in that kind of a work.
公司需要知道你从哪里来，你做了什么，在那个工作多久。
If you are a person who transfer from your work every 2 months, then you will never be accepted, I tell you.
如果你每隔两个月就换一次工作的话，那可以说你没有机会可以得到工作。
Because why? Not because of your ability, because there is some problem with the character.
并不是你的能力问题，乃是你的性格。
You know, there is a survey that went on that the American worker nowadays, every time about 40% call in sick, but yet they are not really sick.
那有一个统计，就是在美国每45%的人，他们说他们生病不能工作，但实际上他们并没有生病。
This is critical.
这实在是非常的危机。
You know, this is also our experience in my company.
在我的公司里面。
Especially those young people.
特别是年轻人。
When they feel they're so tired, the next day they say call in sick.
当他们觉得累的时候，他们第二天就会说他们生病
了。So all the work that they need to be done that next day will be fall upon us.
所以他们需要做的事情都跑到了我们身上来。
That's why we have so much back order and, you know, overtime.
这是为什么我们有这么多的工作没来得及做，这么多的需要做超时做。
You want a company to be successful?
你想在一个公司里面成功吗？
You want the flow of work to go on continuously?
你希望你这个工作能够持续的做下去吗？
Not only you need ability, you need this.
不光是你的能力问题，还是忠心的问题。
If in the world today they require faithfulness, how much more concerning the work of God?
如果世界都要求你忠心，那更何况是神呢？
Today we are in God's business.
我们今天是在做神的工。
And this business is of eternal value.
这个工是有永远的价值。
We need to be faithful.
我们需要忠心。
A person that is not faithful is useless in the eyes of God.
一个人如果不忠心，在神的眼里面他是无用的。
So to the young people, let me tell you one more time.
年轻人，我需要告诉你们。
You need to have ability.
你们需要有能力。
You need to study well.
你们需要很好的读书。
But you need to be faithful.
但是你更加需要忠心。
Today you need to be faithful to your work. You need to be faithful to your God.
你需要对你的工作忠心，你需要对你的神忠心。
Concerning being in a Christian life, who are we to be faithful to?
对于我们基督徒生活来说，我们需要对谁忠心呢？
To whom are we faithful to?
对谁我们忠心呢？
Everybody will say, we are being faithful to God.
我们当然我们知道我们需要对谁。
But yet this is so a general term.
这实在是太广义了。
God has what entrusted to each and every one of us some people, some finances, some riches in order that we can practice the matter of faithfulness.
神把一些人把一些财物一些环境放在我们的身上，叫我们可以来经历如何成为忠心的仆人。
Today I want to share you 5 points concerning how do we be faithful.
今天需要来分享五点，来知道怎么样成为忠心。
There are at least 5 things the Lord has entrusted to us that we need to be faithful.
神至少在有五个方面要让我们来学习忠心。
The first thing is we need to be faithful to our family.
首先我们需要对我们的家庭忠心。
If a person is not faithful to his family, then there is a big question mark concerning his faithfulness to God.
如果一个人对自己的家庭不忠心的话，那他对神的忠心实在是很有疑问的。
You know, in the book of Ephesians, this is an epistle that is concerning the greatest mystery of
在以弗所书里面提到这个
最大的奥秘，
这是最大的奥秘。
The mystery concerning Christ and the Church，
这是与基督和神之间的关系，基督和教会的关系。
This is a great mystery，
这是个巨大的奥秘。
The Bible says it is hidden before in generation past，
这在创世以前就有的。
But praise the Lord, it has been revealed to us。
但感谢主，这个奥秘已经向我们显明。
Yet when we come to chapter 5 in the book of Ephesians。
当我们读到以弗所书第五章的时候，
Paul tells us, husband, love your wife, and wife, be subject to your husband.
圣徒保罗说到，丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Why so sudden become, you know, husband, love your wife?
为什么突然一下说到丈夫要爱妻子呢？
When I was young, when I was reading this, I said, isn't this should be our expectation that a husband should love their wife?
我还年轻的时候，我读这一段的时候，我在想，这个也许只是期待。
But yet today there's a big problem concerning this matter: husband loving the wife.
但是看现在，我们知道这实在是有很大的问题，丈夫爱妻子实在是有很大的问题。
Look at the immorality today in our society.
看看我们这个世代的 不道德。
It's all because one of the main reasons is a husband doesn't love their wife or faithfully love their wife.
这个很大的一个原因就是丈夫没有办法忠心的爱自己的妻子。
You might give all kinds of reasons.
你可以说很多的原因。
Then one of the reasons is because you are not faithful enough.
一个重要的原因就是不够忠心。
Who among us is married? Can you please raise your hand? Okay, great. Especially the sisters, okay? Do you know when the husband, you know, starting courting the wife, the husband felt like the wife is the most perfect person.
当这个丈夫在还没有结婚之前，他们在约会的时候，男人会认为是他最完美的对象。
And they feel like this bride is without spot or wrinkle.
新娘是没有任何的缺陷。
Isn't that right?
是不是这样？
But afterwards,
过了一阵子，
after so many years has passed,
过了很多年以后，
all the spots and wrinkles start to come out.
那个皱纹还有缺陷就出来了。
But does it mean to say we should not be faithful? No.
但是这能说我们可以不忠心吗？不是的。
Because when we take her in, we take in a package deal.
当我们把她接进来的时候，我们是接进来一个系。全部。
We take in the good points, we also take in the bad points.
我们把好的接进来，也把坏的接进来。
That's why we can what experience what really love is.
这样我们可以来经历什么是真正的爱。
Today the worldly people they feel like I married this woman, she is perfect. Then afterwards when I find her imperfect, then out you go. I find another one. That's not right.
今天很多人认为他们结婚的时候，他是这个女人应该是完美的，但她不完美，所以我需要离婚一个。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know, husband, you need to love your wife no matter what happens.
今天我们需要知道，丈夫需要爱妻子，不管是在任何的情况下。
You know, a lot of Christian workers, they are so good, they are so talented.
很多的基督徒的工人，他们有这样多的恩赐，这样好。
They are so eloquent. Whenever they speak, thousands of people come to listen to them.
他们有如此好的口才，每次他们讲到就有几千人来到他们的会中。
But because of one little mistake and a critical mistake, because they are not faithful to their wife, all the work that they have done go down the drain.
因着一个致命的一个问题，就是他对自己的妻子不够忠心，他们的工作归于无有。
Today, each and every one of us here are stewards of the grace of God.
我们今天来到神的面前，我们需要把我们。
We are the stewards of God's grace.
Steward. 我们是神的管家。
神的管家，对。We are the stewards of God's grace.
我们是神的恩赐的管家。
Every time we speak, people listen to us because they trust what we speak.
每一次我们讲的时候，大家听我们，人听我们，是因为他们相信这是神的话。
But if one day you are not faithful to your wife,
有一天你不对你对你的妻子不忠心
，or your wife is not faithful to their husband, no one will believe whatever you said.
或者妻子对丈夫不忠心，那人就不再听我们了。
Then may the Lord really have mercy on us.
今天真是盼望神对我们有怜悯。
This might be something that is really, you know, so coarse.
这是我们非常关键的。
But it's very practical.
但是非常的实际的。
We need to be faithful to our wife.
我们需要对我们的妻子忠心。
On the other hand, he says, wife, be subject to your husband.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
A lot of wives, after you, when you are still in courtship, you believe your husband is the most understandable, the most, you know, whatever loving husband on earth.
没有结婚在约会之前，太太常认为丈夫是完美的，是可以顺服的。
But afterward, we see, oh, this husband also had a temper.
过了一阵之后，发现丈夫原来有这么多的脾气。
Let me tell you the story concerning Abram.
我们来讲讲亚伯拉罕的故事。
Abram has a beautiful wife named Sarah.
亚伯拉罕有一个非常漂亮的妻子萨拉。
In chapter 12, the Lord called Abram and said, "Get out of your country and your father's house, and I bring you to a land which I will show thee."
在创世纪十二章里面，神对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本族本家，我要带你去我应许你的地方。”
That portion of the word is one of the best.
在那一段经文实在是非常的美好。
We love that portion, and from that on, we say, "Father Abraham, okay, right? The father of faith."
从那一段之后，我们知道亚伯拉罕就是信心之父。
But seldom do we read the latter part of chapter 12.
在十二章的后面一部分。
So when Abraham and Sarah traveled to Egypt,
亚伯拉罕和萨拉到了埃及。
And Abram, still Abram, told Sarah, "Do not tell Pharaoh that I am your husband."
亚伯兰他那时候名字还叫亚伯兰，他对萨拉说，不要告诉别人你是我的妻子。
Because you are so beautiful, they might kill me and get you.
因为你实在是非常的漂亮。人会杀了我来夺取你。
And what did Sarah do?
萨拉怎么做呢？
He do according to the instruction what Abraham did.
萨拉照着亚伯兰所说的做。
And you know the Lord stretched forth his hand.
神来做工阻止。
Caused the household of Pharaoh to be sick.
让法老全家都生病。
And afterwards they found out, oh,this Sarai, which I take, is not really a woman, but is the wife of a husband of a man.
这时候法老发现原来萨拉并不是亚伯兰的妹妹，而是太太。
With this alone, you can see how selfish Abram it was.
你可以看见亚伯兰是何等的自私。
He doesn't care about his Sarah. What happened to Sarah?
他不管他会发生什么。
Should the husband take care of his wife?
难道丈夫不应该关心妻子吗？
But Abram just take care of himself. I'm afraid to die, so you can be the sacrifice.
亚伯兰只是关心自己，他把萨拉做牺牲。
But listen to this. He not only did it once, he did it twice. Chapter 20, read chapter 20.
而且他不但只做了一次，他做了两次。
And when he was going to a place, and the king over there is King Abimelech.
在二十章的时候，有一个王叫做亚比米勒王。
At that time, Abram's name was changed to Abraham already.
在那个时候，亚伯兰已经改名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And Sarah became Sarah already.
撒拉已经改名叫撒拉了。
Yet the same thing happened. He told King Abimelech, "Oh, this is my sister."
但是这一次，亚伯拉罕还是跟亚比米勒王说，这是我的太太。
And the Lord appeared in a dream to King Abimelech. He said, "You are a dead man. You are taking some wife."
亚比米勒王说，你实在是个死人，你娶了别人的妻子。
The Lord closed all the womb in the house of Abimelech.
神把所有的门都关上。
No, the womb.
哦
the womb. Regardless, the Lord punished King Abimelech for his ignorance.
这个神保护了他，虽然他无知。
What did Sarah did? He still obeyed what Abraham said.
萨拉怎么做呢？他还是遵循亚伯拉罕的话。
The Bible tells us he still called Abraham my Lord.
圣经上说萨拉称亚伯拉罕为主。
Today that is what we call faithfulness.
这是我们所说的忠心。
If we are faithful because he is right, then this is not faithfulness.
如果我们认为他对，所以我们才忠心，那不叫忠心。
Faithfulness is faithfulness into the end.
忠心就是忠心至死。
Today we be faithful not only to our husband, we need to be faithful to our wife.
我们今天丈夫忠心，对妻子忠心。
We need also to be faithful to our children.
我们还要对我们的儿女忠心。
You know, a lot of times we parents we feel like whatever the children wants, I gave it to them. That is to be faithful.
很多时候我们以为我们的儿女要什么，我们就给他们什么，这是忠心。
Today you should know the difference between what the children need and what the children want.
我们今天需要知道什么是这个区别儿童他们儿女他们要什么和需要什么，这是有区别的。
What they need is a necessity. What they want might not be a necessity.
他们需要的是他们所需的，他们所要他们想要的并不见得是他们所需的。
No, a lot of times we just gave them all they want because we are too busy to be with them, and we felt like by giving them all they want, it will replace my time with them.
很多时候我们满足他们所有的想要的，只是因为我们没有时间和他们在一起，所以我们用给他们满足他们所要的来取代我们和他们在一起的时间。
Give all kinds of reasons because in today's society, especially in America,Everybody is busy. The husband goes to work. The mother goes to work. So when you come back, you are so tired.
很多时候我们有各样的借口。我们说在现今的这个时代社会里，丈夫和妻子都去上班。我们从 工作的场合回来后，我们非常的劳累。
So when the children come home, want to talk with us, we say, oh, just play the computer.
当儿女从回来的以后要跟我们谈话，我们就说，你去玩电脑。
Oh, well, watch the TV.
或者看电视。
Today, what the children need today is not this thing. What the children need today is us.
儿女们要的并不是这些东西，他们所要的是我们。
Today, a lot of things happen to the children, and afterwards, the parents will say, "What did I do? I did all my best I can."
很多时候，当儿女发生问题的时候，我们说，我们做了实在我们所做的所有的事情。
What did we do?
我们做了什么？
Give them the ample time they need.
我们没有给他们合适的时间，足够的时间。
Today, do you know what are their friends?
你知道他们的朋友是什么吗？
Do you know what are they interested at?
他们喜欢的是什么吗？
Or on the computer they are looking, what kind of website they are looking?
他们上电脑的时候，他们去了什么网页？
A lot of times we are so ignorant of what they are doing.
我们很多时候我们不知道他们在干什么。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn back.
我们需要回转。
You want a child, a God-fearing child, you need to always be with them.
如果我们需要一个敬畏神的儿女的话，我们需要回转。
And the thing that we need to give to them, the most important thing, is Christ.
我们需要给他们的最重要的东西，最重要的就是主。
And a lot of times we just give it to the Sunday school teacher.
很多时候我们只是把主日学老师给他们。
Oh, because they teach them the word of God, so just let them go.
因为他们主日学老师教他们神的话，所以就让他们去吧。
I really appreciate the Sunday school teacher. They really did their best.
是的，主日学老师的工作是很重要，他们做了他们所能做的。
You know, in HCA, I don't know if you have this in the from school to high school and up, they have this so-called program, reading the Bible in 60 days.
知道，在从初中到高中有一个 项目就是读圣经，每一天读圣经，每日60天读圣经。
In 60 days they will finish the whole Bible.
在60天之内读完圣经。
Is that a good program? Yes, it is.
这是一个很好的项目吗？ 确实是很好的。
Yet they need the parents to help them by everyday asking them, have you read your Bible?
但是他们需要父母来督促他们每天读圣经。
What did you read?
你读了哪些？
You know, sometimes I'm asking my boy, what did you read?
很多时候我问我的儿子，你读了什么？
Well, I really praise the Lord for such kind of program.
我实在是感谢主，为着这个项目感谢主。
But parents, we need to introduce the Lord to them.
但是父母们，我们需要把神来介绍给我们的儿女。
This is what the Old Testament tell the children.
这是在旧约里面，神给我们看见的。
Whether you are lying down, whether sitting down, whether you are walking, you need to teach them the law of the Lord.
无论你躺下还是坐起还是行走，你都需要来思想耶和华的律法。
The Bible didn't tell us that the scribes should do that. It is the parents should do that.
但是圣经上没有说是经文来做这些事，乃是父母来做这些事。
Today we, as the children of God, we need to be faithful to our family, which includes our husband, wife, and children.
作为神的儿女，我们需要对我 我们的家庭中心，对我们的丈夫、对妻子、对儿女中心。
The third, second point, we need to be faithful in our finances.
第二点，我们需要对钱财忠心。
You know, I seldom hear people speak concerning finances in our church.
很少我们对弟兄姊妹分享钱财。
Because we feel that the Lord is so rich. He doesn't need really, you know, to talk about our needs. He will what? Take care of our needs. It's true.
因为我们觉得神是如此的丰富，他全有全足全丰，需要我们的钱财。
So you will be surprised why today I will talk about finances.
所以你觉得很奇怪，为什么我们要谈钱财？
You know, we need to be faithful to our finances because finances are one of the things God used to train us, to test us concerning our faithfulness.
我们需要对钱财忠心，因为神借着钱财来试验我们，来建造我们，忠心。
When I was reading Luke chapter 16,
让我们看见路加福音16章。
The Lord really opened up a lot of my eyes.
神实在是开启了我的眼睛。
He says that he that is faithful that which is least is faithful also in much.
对，在小事上忠心，在大事上才能忠心。
You know, a lot of times we had this concept, a wrong concept, that if the Lord gave me $1 million, then I can give much also.
很多时候我们有一个错误的观念，觉得神如果给了我们100万，我们就可以给出去很多。
This is not what the Bible says.
但是圣经上并不是这样说。
It's a be faithful in the least, then we can be faithful in much.
圣经上说是在小事上忠心，在大事上才能。
If all that you had only had $10, you got to which part should be given to the Lord?
如果你有10美元，那你需要知道需要给神多少。
A lot of young people here, do you have allowance? Can you please raise your hand? Those who have allowance, please raise your hand.
对，有年轻人，你们身上有很多钱吗？
Or regardless, if somebody gave you some money, do you know that 10% of that belongs to the Lord?
换句话说，如果有人给你一些钱，那你需要知道，你知道你需要给神多少钱吗？
Well, this is not only I'm talking to the young people, I'm also talking to each and every one of us.
我们不仅仅是对年轻人讲，也是对我们每一个人讲。
Today we need to realize all these riches that God has given to us, we are only the stewards.
我们需要知道，神托付给我们的这一切的钱财，我们只是管家。
That riches is not ours, we are only the stewards.
这些钱财并不是我们的，我们只是管家。
A lot of times we feel like this money I earned, this is mine. No, it is the Lord who gave it to you.
很多时候我们觉得是我们辛苦，这些是我们辛苦挣来的，不是这样，这些是神给我们的。
If the Lord would not have in His arms, then we will not get a bit.
如果神不睁开他的膀臂，我们得不到任何东西。
But because the Lord pour us so much blessing, we need to be faithful.
神把如此多的祝福倾倒在我们身上，我们需要忠心。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10.
马拉基书马拉基书
三章
八到十节。
Let me read it to you, okay? It says here, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation."
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取了你的供物。
Verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in mine house, and prove me now, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven, pour down the blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
9章9节10节，因你们通过的人夺取我的供物，诅咒就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，是我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，真是无处可容。
You know, the children of Israel is living in poverty because they rob God of what belongs to God.
以色列民他们在贫困里面生活，因为他们夺取了神的供物。
They work so much, yet only little remain.
他们这样劳苦的工作，但是只有一点点收获。
Sometimes we need to check ourselves.
我们需要来审查我们自己。
Not because we want to be rich.
并不是我们想要富裕。
We want to check, do we have robbed God?
我们需要看看我们有没有抢夺了神的财物。
I think this is more than blunt enough that the Lord said, you have robbed me in tithes and offerings.
神说我们抢夺了他的十分之一的财物。
You know, I had a friend in the company. He's also a Christian.
我有一个朋友，他在我们公司里面，他也是一个基督徒。
You know, he always gave tithes.
他总是一奉献。
But after he got, then his wife felt like we cannot afford giving tithes anymore.
当他结婚了以后，他就他的太太觉得没有办法再十一奉献。
He said because our income is so limited and we are in debt.
他们觉得实在是有限的收入，然后他们有很多的债务。
But the more they didn't give, the more they get into debt.
他们奉献越多，他们好像就债务越多。
Then one day the brother said, no, we still need to go back and give what belongs to the Lord.
但是有一天那弟兄就说，我们需要回转，需要重新十一奉献。
You know, in a very short period of time, you know what happened? He was raised up to become a supervisor.
你知道发生了什么事情吗？在很短的时间里，他被提拔成了经理。
And he had a very little business. This business that he had, which is a sideline business, bloomed up more than expected.
他自己经营的一个商业很快的发达起来。
Right off that.
现在已经没有债务了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he gave God what belongs to God.
因为他把当给神的给了神。
We have another wrong concept.
我们还有一个错误的观念。
It says here in verse 11 of Luke chapter 16. Say, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust the true riches?
在
十六章第十一节。
在路加福音十六章十一节的里面说到，倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢
？The unrighteous mammon means money.
不义的钱财就是说到金钱。
The true riches mean the spiritual riches.
那个真实的钱财是讲到圣灵。
Our concept is we need to be faithful to the true riches, the spiritual riches.
我们的观念就是觉得我们应该对真实的钱财忠心。
This is the priority.
这是高优先权。
But we see the sequence is not like that.
但是我们看见这个次序并不是这样。
He said we need to be faithful first to the righteous mammon.
我们乃是应该不义的钱财忠心。
Then God will entrust you the true riches.
神才会把那个真实的钱财来在真实的钱财上托付给我们。
If we are not faithful to the things that will pass away,
如果我们在必朽坏的钱财上不忠心，
how can we be faithful to the things that have eternal value?
我们怎么对存到永远的真实的钱财忠心呢？
These things that I'm sharing with you are very, very practical.
这实在是非常非常的实际的。
Sometimes we neglect these things.
我们需要来
because we neglect this.
我们常常的忽略了这些。
But these are but a loophole to all our spiritual pursuit.
但这实在是我们属灵生活上的漏洞。
Today number three, we need also to be faithful to our friends.
我们第三点，我们需要对朋友忠心。
Proverbs 17:17 says,
在箴言十七章十七节里面说到
，A friend loveth at all times.
朋友乃为亲爱的。常为亲爱。
How do you be faithful to your friend?
怎么样对朋友忠心呢
？And a lot of times we say we want to be faithful to our friends by you know helping them in their needs. It's true.
我们常常说我们对我们的朋友忠心，我们需要来帮助他所需要的。
Yet we forgot one very important thing is that we need to introduce Christ to them. That is to be faithful to your friends.
但是非常重要的一点是我们需要把主耶稣介绍给他，这是真正的忠心。
Because one day we will all be standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为有一天我们都要站在审判的宝座面前。
Your friend might be saying, "I'm always with you. How come you never say a thing concerning this Lord Jesus?"
你的朋友可能会问你，我和你常常在一起，为什么你从来没有对我提到这位伟大的神
？You had a burden for the gospel?
你对福音有负担吗
？It's not going to China.
不是说到中国去传。
If the Lord really touched your heart, go to China, then go.
如果神真的感动你去中国，那你就去。
But there is a person that is beside you, which is your friend. You need to firstly preach the gospel to this person.
但是有一个人在你的旁边，他你需要把福音先传给他。
And if this friend is believer, you need to what continue on to share the riches of Christ to them, that they may also grow like you.
如果他已经信主，那你需要继续的来和他分享神的话语，让他的生命可以去成长。
Number four, we need to be faithful to the fellowship.
第四点，我们需要对聚会忠心。
We need to be faithful to the church.
我们需要对教会忠心。
How do you be faithful to the church?
我们怎么样对教会忠心呢
？The simplest thing is we need to come to the meeting.
最简单的一件事就是我们需要来聚会。
Hebrews 10:25 said, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is."
在希伯来书十章二十五节说到不可停止聚是不可停止聚会像那停止惯了的人一样
We should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together
我们不能停止聚会
You know every time I come to the meeting
每次我来到聚会里面
I see a lot of old sisters coming in with their walker with their walking stick It really hard
我看到许许多多的年老的弟兄姊妹他们借助住席来到教会里。
They have all the reason not to come to the meeting.
他们实在有太多的理由可以不来聚会。
But they still feel that I need to come to the meeting.
但是他们仍然感觉他们需要来聚会。
Because they feel that this meeting is a very important thing.
因为他知道这个聚会是非常非常重要。
Well, you might say I come to the meeting to gain.
我们认为我们来到聚会中是得。
And a lot of times when we come to the meeting, we didn't gain that much.
每次来我们并没有得到很多时候我们来我们并没有得到什么。
We feel like, oh, this speaker is so boring.
我们觉得这个 讲员实在是无聊。
Whenever he speaks, I fall asleep.
每次他讲我都睡觉。
And his English is not that good.
他的英文实在是很差。
He has this ancient accent.
他有亚洲人的口音。
One time there's a brother who told me he had mispronunciation on this word and that word.
有一次一个弟兄跟我说你读错了这个词那个词。
Sometimes I'm really embarrassed.
有时候我觉得很。很尴尬。
Sometimes I've been speaking here for 17 or 18 years already.
因为我已经在这里讲了十七八年了。
Maybe some of you already heard me more than enough.
你们当中很多人可能已经听够了。
And every time I give a Bible verse, you know, oh, I know what Brother Lawrence is speaking about.
每次我一开始讲，有些人就觉得我知道他要讲什么。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
我需要告诉你们
，Coming to the meeting is not only for a purpose to gain.
来到聚会中并不是只是为了得
，It is also a purpose to give.
也是为了给。
We give encouragement.
我们给予劝勉。
When we come to the meeting, we give encouragement.
我们给予劝勉。
Do you know how important your presence is here in the meeting?
你知道你来到聚会中。只是来到就已经有多大的劝勉。
No, I'm also always encouraged when my wife went to the conference.
我劝勉我的太太去。
No, I'm always encouraged.
我总是劝勉我太太去特会。
No, always encouraged.
Always.
In other words, when I go to the conference, when my wife go to the conference.
我每次去特会的时候，我都被激励。
You know, every time my wife come back from the conference, I said, "How's the conference?" And she says, "Oh, it's good, it's great."
每次我从特会回来，我问太太，特会怎么样？太太说很不错。
He said, "But there is one thing."
这有一件事。
Every lunch time, every dinner time, when I was about to eat, the saints in Dumbo always tell me, "Come, sit down with us."
吃饭的时候总是
有弟兄，
有弟兄姊妹从 Dumbo 来，弟兄姊妹从 Dumbo 来要想分享。
So you come sit with us.
过来跟我们一起坐。
We know there is a differences in language.
我们知道在语言上我们有区别。
You speak Chinese, or my sister only speak English.
你们只讲中文，我的妹妹英文。
And you have all.
Yet
you broke down this middle wall of partition.
那我们除掉中间隔断的墙。
By what? Having fellowship with him.
借着交通。
She always felt so warmly welcome in this group.
她每次都觉得这里来是被大家所欢迎的。
So I feel like this is the place where I want to be.
我觉得每一次到这里来，我都是我想要的。这个地方实在是我想来的。
There might be a language barrier.
那有语言上的障碍。
But that barrier was taken away because of the love of the saints.
但是这个障碍已经被除掉了。
Today it's not a matter of how much people around us.
今天不关乎有多少人。
It's a matter of there is love among the saints. There's love among the saints.
这是因为我们在弟兄相爱，弟兄姊妹之间的爱。
There is care among the saints.
弟兄姊妹关心。
Remember one time I tell you the story concerning a man, a brother who's going to church.
是我跟你们分享到有一个人去教会。
He was so depressed of the many things that happened to his life.
他对他生活中的很多的事情感到灰心失望。
He went there. He heard the choir singing. It's good, but it doesn't touch his heart.
他到了教会，他听唱诗班唱歌很好，但是没有摸着他的心。
He heard the message is good, it doesn't really touch his heart.
这个信息很好，但是也没有摸着他的心。
So when the meeting ends, he was about driving out of the parking lot.
当聚会结束之后的时候，他从停车场里面要开车出来。
She saw a sister waving at him and smiling at him.
他看见一个姊妹对他招手。对他微笑。
That night he was so depressed he was planning to have a suicide.
那天晚上他是如此的沮丧，他决定要自杀。
As he walked to the cabinet where his shotgun is.
他走到他放枪的地方。
Suddenly, he saw that sister waving at him.
他 突然间他看见
he saw that pic of the sister waving at him.
突然间他看见那个早间姊妹对他微笑挥手的那个画面。
He stopped.
他停住了。
And he later testified.
后来他做见证。
The smile and the waving of the sister saved his life.
这个姊妹的微笑和挥手救了他的命。
Sometimes when we come to the meeting,
很多时候我们来到聚会中
we might give a handshake.
我们握手。
Maybe we give a tap on the shoulder.
我们拍拍肩膀。
You thought this really nothing.
觉得这些好像没什么。
But you don't know, it's a real love that has been what shared among the saints.
但是你知道吗？这是在圣徒之间的那个分享的爱。
You don't know what these people, this person is going through.
你不知道他经历了什么。
But because of that love that you shared,
因着我们相互之间的爱
，then he is saved.
他被拯救了。
Today, brother and sister, you want to encourage one another. Come to the meeting. It's the most practical things.
今天如果我们想要劝勉我们弟兄姊妹来到我们需要来到聚会。
I say I feel like if this old sister who is having a walker coming to the meeting, should I not come to the meeting even though I only had a cough, a little cough?
你看见老姊妹她需要借助助行器才能来到聚会中，难道我们只是有一点咳嗽我们就不来聚会吗
？This is what we call being faithful to the fellowship.
这是我们所说的对聚会忠心。
Lastly, we need to be faithful to what to the word of God.
最后我们需要对神的话语忠心。
A lot of times we are not faithful to the word of God because we are afraid people might not like us.
很多时候我们对神的话语不忠心，是因着我们觉得神觉得人会不喜欢我们说的话。
We try to manipulate, we try to compromise the word of God, so what the number will not decrease.
我们操纵神的话语，我们改变神的话语，怕人受不了，忍受不了。
Today, when we speak, we are not here to speak what people hear. We need to speak what God wants us to speak.
我们在这里讲神的，不是讲人所喜欢的话语，乃是讲神要我们讲的话语。
Do not put your trust concerning the speaking of the truth in politics.
不要把那个政治的因素加进我们的所说的话语里面。
You want the truth? Don't depend on politics, because the truth always changes.
如果你想要真实，你不要把政治的话语放进来。
Many years ago, we know that the gay marriage is a taboo, it's a black thing, it's a sinful thing that we don't even want to mention it.
在很多年前，我说到同性恋，我们都知道那实在是肮脏，实在是污秽，我们根本就不会去提到这个话语。
Yet today, they approve of gay marriage.
但是今天政府却批准了同性恋结婚。
You depend on the government telling you the truth. You will never know the truth.
如果你依靠政府来告诉你真实的事情，你得不到真实。
Today God is depend us his children to speak the truth for him.
今天是依靠我们这些神的儿女来把真实给传扬出来。
We need to speak the truth according to the word of God without any compromise.
我们需要照着神的话语来真实的来讲，把这些真实讲出来。
If people are angry because we speak the truth, then let it be.
如果人因着我们所讲出的真实的话而愤怒，那就让他们愤怒。
Because we are the stewards of the grace of God.
因为我们是神的管家。
We are the minister of God's word.
我们是神所做的工，是神的工人。
We are responsible to the one above.
我们对的在上的那一位负责。
And let me tell you, this not only is applicable to those people who are standing on the pulpit. This is not only applicable to those who are standing here.
并不是站在上面讲的人是这样。
We as parents need also to be faithful to the word of God.
我们作为父母，我们对神的话语也要忠心。
The Sunday school teacher, we need to be faithful to the word of God.
在主日学老师需要对话语忠心。
Some people say, "Oh, if I speak the truth to my children, then the children will get angry at me." Let them be angry.
有时候我们作为父母，我们觉得如果我们对儿女说这样的话，他们会生气。那如果是这样，那就让他们生气。
We need to train them according how the Bible wants us to train our children.
我们需要照着神的照着圣经的话语来带我们的儿女。
Now, let me testify as my younger sister get married.
我的妹妹我做见证，我的妹妹结婚以后
She sent a letter to my mom.
她 寄了一封信给我的妈妈。
Say thank you for the many years of correcting me.
谢谢你这么多年的指教我。
Without your correction, I will not be here today.
没有你的指教，我没有办法得到今天的地步。
You know, we need to be like that.
我们需要那样。
We are here, should be responsible to the one upward.
我们在这里，我们是对在上的那一位
负责。Do not give your what they want.
不是儿女要给他们什
么。Give the children what they need.
给他们所需要的。
This is to be faithful to the word of God.
这是对神的话语忠心。
Secondly, let me give me 10 more minutes.
第二点，我们再讲十分钟。
What is the motivation of faithfulness?
在忠心它的泉源是在哪里
？God is faithful.
神是忠心的。
Without Him, we can never be faithful.
没有神，我们没有办法忠
心。He's the motivation. He's the source of faithfulness.
他是我们忠心的动机，是我们的源泉。
No, in the Bible, there are a lot of things concerning God's faithfulness.
在圣经里面提到很多神的信实。
Let me mention just three points. One, 1 John 1:9.
第一点，我们在约翰一书
一
章九节。
He said, God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He said, if we confess our sin, He is faithful not only to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, we keep on coming because of our weaknesses. Will He not get of forgiving us? No, He is faithful.
我们很多时候，我们来到神的面前，我们觉得我们犯罪如此多，他难道会一次一次的赦免我们的罪吗？不是的，他会赦免我们的罪。
I don't mean to say you should willfully sin. Okay, that's out of the question.
当然，如果你故意犯罪，那是不对的。
But because of our weakness, sometimes we keep on falling. But God is faithful. Every time we come to Him, He forgives us of our sin.
很多时候我们不断的失败，但是来到神的面前，他会赦免我们的罪。
1 Corinthians 10:13.
在哥林多前书。
He said, "There is no temptation given to man, but God is faithful." Let me read to you. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
哥林多前书十章
十三节。
十三节
You say God is faithful.
神是信实。
There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above which you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it.
哥林多前书十章三节。是的，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Yes, indeed, in this earth today, we will go through temptation, we will all go through tribulation and trials.
在今天我们都经历试探，我们都经历试炼。
But God promised us.
但是神有应许。
He will give us that kind of a trial that we can bear.
他给我们的试探是不超过我们所能受的。
Because his yoke is easy, his burden is light.
因为他的轭是轻省的，他的担是
轻
他的担是轻省的。
Sometimes we feel like we are bearing this burden alone. No, God is bearing the burden together with you.
很多时候我们觉得是我们在负担，但不是的，是神在为我们负轭。
Oh, in my experience, sometimes I feel like it's so heavy. Yet I found out.That I am not bearing the burden, he is putting himself upon, he is putting me upon his shoulder.
很多时候我们觉得我们是如此之重，但是不是的，是神。我发现其实是神为我们负这个轭。
The Lord put us on his shoulder.
神把我们担在他的肩上。
Because he is faithful.
他是信实的。
Lastly,
最后。
1 Thessalonians 5:23-24.
铁撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节到二十四节。
He said, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Listen to this, verse 24. "Faithful is He that calleth you and will also do it."
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
He said he is faithful because he will preserve us that we might be blameless.
他说他是信实的，他要使我们全然成圣，完全无可指责。
Not only he called us,
不仅仅他招我们。
He will also do it.
他还要来成就。
The Bible tells us that he who has begun a good work in us will perfect it until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他要在我们里面做工，使我们完全，直等到主再来的日子。
This is our God.
这是我们的神。
He is the faithful one.
他是信实的。
Number three.
第三点。
How do we practice faithfulness?
我们怎么样来操练信心？
When we go back to Luke chapter 16, we need to practice faithfulness by the smallest things.
我们回到路加福音十六章，我们需要在小事上忠心。
If we are not faithful in small things, how can God entrust us bigger things?
我们在小事上不忠心，我们在大事上，神不会把大事托付给我们。
Number two, we need to be faithful in the secret things.
我们第二点，我们需要在暗中的事上中心。
You know, a lot of times when we serve, we feel somebody needs to be appreciate my work, right?
很多时候我们觉得我们侍奉的时候，我们需要被欣赏。
欣赏 ，yeah. It's only a difference with degree.
只是深一点、浅一点的程度而已。
程度 ，yeah. Sometimes we feel that we work so hard that nobody gave a simple thank you, and sometimes we feel that am all my work in vain.
很多时候我们辛苦的做工服侍，但是没有人谢谢我们，我们就觉得是不是我们白做了。
But brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 5 says.
但是弟兄姊妹们，马太福音五章说到。
You say if we do things in secret.
我们在暗中所行的。
The God who is in secret will award us openly.
我们天上的父必在明处来
奖赏我们。
来奖赏我们。
Today we don't care for the praises of men.
我们今天不是看人的奖赏。
One day all these praises of men one day will be forgotten.
这些人来的奖赏有一天都会被遗忘的。
No, I just saw the ESPN Sports News.This is a great coach. They built him a very wonderful statue.
我刚看过那个 ESPN 的一个新闻，有一个打橄榄球的一个教练，他们很有名，他们给他塑了一个碑。
Statue.
一个像，一个雕塑。
Oh, everybody said he's good.
每个人都说他是如此的伟大。
But afterwards, they found out he committed a mistake.
但是过了一阵子，发现他犯了一个错误。
He said all this statue will be taken away.
人们就把那个雕像给拿走了。
This is what the people do today.
这是世人所做的。
Today don't care about people's praises.
我们不要关心世人的赞扬。
We care about the praise from God.
我们需要关心从神那里来
的赞赏。Because that is the only thing that is of worth value.
因为那才是真正的唯一的有价值的。
We come to the last point, the result of faithfulness.
我们最后一点，我们有关中心。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 to 8 I already mentioned. Paul, I fought a good fight. I've run the race. I finished the course. There is a crown of righteousness which the righteous God has prepared for me, not only for me, but for those who love His appearing.
在提摩太后书第五章里面，我们已经提到了。
四章
里面我们已经提到了
我打美好的仗
那美好的仗我已经打了当跑的路我已经跑了所信的道我已经守住了从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留就是公义的按公义审判的主要赐给我的不但赐给我也赐给那爱慕他显现的人
Today what we care for is that crown of righteousness
今天我们所关心的是公义的冠冕。
Paul was so confident after he done so much, he said, "I've run the race."
保罗是如此的有信心，他已经跑完了他当跑的。
Today, brothers, we are not beating the air.
我们今天不是打空气。
We are a goal.
我们有一个目标。
And that goal is that crown of righteousness.
那就是公义的冠冕。
Because Paul said, "Not only the righteous God will give it to me, but give it to all those who love His appearing."
因为圣徒保罗说。那个冠冕不仅仅是赐给我，也赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。
Wouldn't that be a happy day when that day when the Lord comes and said, "Good and faithful servant, this is your crown of righteousness"?
这是何等的快乐的日子！那一天，当我们站在主的面前，主说你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主在我们身上有恩典。
In everything we do, we need to be faithful.
我们所做的一切，我们需要对主忠心。
Not something special.
不是只是特别的事情。
Do what God expected to do.
做主要我们做的。
One time, John Wesley was asked interviewed. He said, when you know that the Lord is coming back, what are you going to do?
有一次当有人采访加斯利的时候，John Wesley说，你知道神再来的时候，神要我们做。
He said, if you know the time that he is coming, what are you going to do before that?
在神来之前，你需要做什么吗？
He said, a schedule.
他说已经定了，早已经定了。
A schedule. What is the work that I need to do for the Lord? We just do it accordingly.
我们需要照着主在我们身上已经为我们所量定的去做。
In other words, we just do it faithfully.
也就是说，我们需要忠心的去做。
According to the measure of faith,
照着我们的信心去做。
We need to do it faithfully until he comes back.
我们需要去做，忠心的去做，直到等到他再来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主，我们感谢你向我们说话。
Reminds us once again concerning how we need to be faithful to you.
再提醒我们在你面前是的忠心。
We need to be faithful to all the things entrusted to us.
我们需要在你所托付我们的每一件事忠心。
We need to be faithful to the family, the friends, to the finances, to everything you have entrusted to us.
我们需要对我们的家庭忠心，对我们的财务忠心，对朋友忠心，对你所托付我们的每一件事情都忠心。
Lord, we need to be faithful to your word.
我们需要对你的话语忠心。
Because today we are not here for all these praises of men.
我们在这里不是讨人的喜悦。
We are here for the praises of you.
我们乃是讨你的喜悦。
Lord, we look forward for your coming back.
我们现在是切望你的再来。
Lord, may we be faithful to the end.
我们需要忠心到至死。
Lord, let your word encourage each and every one of us.
愿我们彼此劝勉。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.